Earlier today, the Democratic National Convention Committee convened the Southwest Democratic Platform Forum in Phoenix. The platform is the formal statement of goals that define what a party and its members stand for. Some years, depending on the party leaders and presidential nominees, the process can get a little contentious. The CEO of the 2016 Democratic National Convention is Reverend Leah Daughtry. She's in the Valley for the Platform Forum, and she joins me. Reverend Daughtry, is this process open to any Democrat?
Absolutely. We had an unprecedented open process this year where we allowed Democrats from all over the country, encourage folks to go on our website and submit testimony either in writing through the website or by video, or they had the option of coming to testify in person. So we've had a very robust process. In our first session, we heard from witnesses, about 60 different witnesses. We'll hear from 60 more this time. But the process is still open, and Democrats can continue to submit testimony and submit their ideas, their thoughts, their vision for what the party ought to stand for by going to our website, www.demconvention.com. And there's a tab there that says platform, and you can send in your ideas.
And how diverse is it in two ways? One, in terms of the backgrounds of the people who are contributing, but also in terms of their points of view?
It's very diverse. For this time, for the first time ever, the party chair asked each of our candidates to submit names who would serve on the drafting committee. So Senator Sanders has folks on, as well as Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton. And, of course, the party itself has some names as well. So you have a wide diversity. Very broad thinking, policy positions. Each person brings their own level of expertise and interest and passion to the process, and that's helping us to have a very robust discussion, and we're looking forward to a very inclusive document.
Certainly in this state, we now have more independents than we do either Republicans or Democrats, if we break it down in terms of percentage, and I think a lot of other states are turning that way as well. In your eyes, does that affect in any way how the platform goes, or is the platform really for committed Democrats and not really for the general public?
Well, the platform is the Democratic Party's statement of values, positions, and principles. So ultimately, it will reflect where we think the vision of the party ought to go. But, you know, in truth, we don't put a litmus test on who comes to testify. Many of the folks who come are not-for-profit groups who have 501c3s who do not take a partisan position on issues, but they do have issues that they care very deeply about around climate or health or safety. And so we don't preclude them just because they cannot endorse. We still want to hear expert opinion from them. The general public as well, you know, we don't make you check a box that says I'm a Democrat, but we hope that you understand if you're participating that this is about the Democratic Party's statement of principles. So ultimately that will be what we're driving to in the final document.
There are four regional forums for the platform. We found that kind of interesting. Is there a particular reason for that other than to represent the entire country? Is there a feeling that maybe in certain areas of the country, people are focused on mostly similar issues, but in some cases, maybe a little bit different?
You know, we wanted to really take this around the country so that we could encourage American Democrats from all over to participate and not have to go too far from home to do that. We also recognize that in different areas of the country, there are issues that may ring more important. Certainly, I'm in Arizona, in Phoenix today. It's 85 degrees at 8 in the morning. Climate change and the energy, the environment are certainly issues that are important here. Gun safety, we know we had a tragic shooting some years ago that affected Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Those sorts of issues, I'm sure, are front of mind for Arizonans and folks in this region. But primarily, we wanted to be able to hold these hearings in places that folks could get to easily from their area of the country and not have to travel, you know, one coast or the other to be able to participate. So our goal was to really increase participation.
The Reverend Leah Daughtry is the CEO of the 2016 Democratic National Convention. She's in Phoenix for the Southwest Democratic Platform Forum.